Good day. I'm Anjuie James Soyez with JIS Midday News for Wednesday, January 24. Coming up, over 178 million paid to Tivoli incursion claimants. RGD rolls out e-registration of births and tourism demand study book launched. The news in detail after the break.
The Real Estate Board is currently accepting applications for the following mandatory courses as part of the Continuing Professional Development Course requirements. AML Update, Terrorism Prevention Act will be held on January 3, 4, 10, and 11, and the Real Estate Dealers and Developers Act, January 22 and 30, 2018. Contact the Real Estate Board at 926-9748-9 for more information.
Now the news. The Ministry of Justice is reporting over $178 million has already been paid to 270 claimants affected during the Tivoli incursion in May 2010. Portfolio Minister Delroy Chuck says some of the funds have also been paid to the Administrator General to cover the administration of estates of persons who were killed during the security operation. Just over $21 million is to be paid to the remaining 148 claimants.
These 148 claimants must come forward and provide their banking information promptly, as any amount not disbursed at the end of March 2018 will revert to the consolidated fund.
To collect their funds, claimants are advised to visit the Denham Town at Tivoli Gardens Justice Centres and provide a valid tax registration number TRN, bank account information and valid identification. These payments will be deposited to the bank accounts of the beneficiaries. No cash or checks will be issued. Where beneficiaries do not have bank accounts, they are advised to inform the restorative justice managers so that arrangements can be made to facilitate payment. The Registrar General's Department, RGD, has begun a full rollout for the electronic registration of births at 8 hospitals island-wide. Chief Executive Officer Deidre English-Goss says the upgraded system allows for the quick processing and verification of birth information registered on a smart device at the bedside of mothers.
We're using what we call tablets, and we have what you call an internet-based program, which is called online registration. And when we go to register the baby at the bedside, it allows what you call a real-time registration.
E-registration is currently underway at the Spanish Down, Mandeville, St. Anne's Bay and Cornwall Regional Hospitals, as well as Victoria Jubilee, Princess Margaret, Anato Bay and Maypen Hospitals. This is the first large-scale rollout of the new system since its official launch in 2016. Mrs. English-Goss adds that the RGD is looking to implement the system in 4 additional hospitals by the end of the year. She notes that the agency will continue to conduct manual registrations in hospitals with limited access to the necessary technology. The Ministry of Tourism has launched a tourism demand study book geared at increasing economic opportunities for local businesses and farmers in the sector. Portfolio Minister Edmund Bartlett says the book will also give micro, small and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs, a clearer understanding of the demand for various products and services in the tourism industry, allowing entrepreneurs to tailor their operations accordingly.
And we have a book that indicates now what the demand is for berries in the industry. So we can say to the berry farmers, this is what you can produce again. We can say to the financiers, this is how you can create a portfolio to provide affordable loans for farmers who are going into the berry industry.
Minister Bartlett was speaking at the official launch of the Jamaican Blue Mountain Coffee Festival on Tuesday. To obtain a copy of the book, persons may call the ministry at 920-4926-30 or send an email to tourismlinkages@mot.gov.jm. And activities for Reggae Month this year have been given a financial boost from the Tourism Enhancement Fund, TEF, to the tune of $15 million. Celebrations, which get underway in February, will mark the 11th anniversary of the official declaration of Reggae Month. Speaking at the launch of Reggae Month on Monday, Executive Director of the TEF, Dr. Kerry Wallace, said reggae and other cultural creative outputs are key contributors to Jamaica's tourism product, and greater effort must be placed on promoting them.
More and more, the experience needs to be developed in Jamaica, not just relying on the powder white sand beaches, not just relying on the cascading waterfalls. We have to invest and develop what is even more revered about Jamaica. It's the people, intertwined with what we provide.
2018 Reggae Month activities will include the Bob Marley Annual Lecture, Trench Town Festival, weekly live concerts, the Grow Nation series, and a free mega concert on the waterfront in downtown Kingston. That was GIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.